Hello, hello. This is Dr. Yvonne Murphy, and I have worked as a chiropractor and used cranial and divine clearing for 30-something years, and I love what I do because it's helped my own awakening. It's helped my own knowing that everything is just an idea, and when everything's healed, it's seen that actually nothing ever happened. So that's something that's happening a lot in sessions now, and I wanted to share that with you because it's powerful healing, and it's also about awakening and your own liberation and going beyond, you know, being a suffering body in a world of problems. So over the years, you know, I've had people carried into my office as a chiropractor. They couldn't walk, and, you know, babies carried in that weren't thriving, and, you know, mothers were told this baby isn't going to make it. They'd been everywhere. And so, you know, we do the treatments and surrender to the great mystery. And of course, everything's just an idea, so it can shift, you know, in a moment. So that's what I want to share with you now. And sort of the background is, you know, the people that I would have met out or seen out, and I would have remembered them coming to me with their really bad back or their really sick child. And I would say to them, how are you doing? How's your child? How's your back? And they would say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. My back is fine. Or I don't know what you're talking about, actually. My daughter, my child is doing super well, having an amazing life. And then I would say, oh, I remember when you were carried into my office, or I remember when that child was brought in, because everyone said there was no hope for the child. And then they would remember, you know, they'd go, oh, yeah, oh, my God, that was a long time. I barely remember that. That was a long time ago. Actually, today I was just out riding my horse, and I was leading the hunt for hours, no problem with my back whatsoever. So saying that to share with you, the idea that, you know, once it's healed, it's forgotten. You know, and that's the reason why, you know, like my grandmother in Ireland, she would have had 13 children. So, you know, she would have forgotten about the extreme pain of the child and then had another one, you know, because that's how love and healing works. And my grandmother had 13 children. One of them was my father. So I just bow to my lineage and the amazing powers and strength of our people. Huh? Beautiful. So yeah, so the thing briefly in a nutshell to share that you can do now if you want to, we can go to wherever there was the trauma, drama, devastation, and we can actually jump over it and have it healed and whole. So you can actually do that with me if you like. So what we're going to do is you go to where there was the major devastation, trauma, you know, story, shock of what happened. And what you do is you feel into that, and then you don't go into the next step, which is going into the problem and the drama and the devastation. You actually jump over it in whatever way feels right for you. And so you skip over the whole devastation and healing, and you find yourself on the other side in the solution. And we do this in sessions all the time. We come to, you know, feeling good, feeling the light, feeling the growth, feeling the wholeness, feeling the health, feeling the healed body, the healed family, the healed relationships. And we make that the focus of the session. And I sort of call that getting into the solution. I do that in every session, no matter, you know, what level we're working at, because you know, there's a great honoring in the divine clearing of where you're at and what you need, and that's always given. It comes through from a power greater than myself, and I'm the messenger, but it's not my message. I'm bringing the message through for you, whoever's in front of me in the session. And a lot of them now are happening on Zoom, because actually we're not bodies, and actually nothing ever did ever happen. And so I think on Zoom, what can happen is, you don't have to make the journey and get ready and do the traffic and wait in the office and then, have to start checking me out. Is this okay? Should I really be here? It was my husband that wanted me here. I'm not really sure about this. When we do it on Zoom, a lot of that is skipped over because there's none of the visuals and none of the physical. And so you can just jump into the healing. So that's a bit of an explanation of the gift of the Zoom sessions, the remote sessions. They're super powerful and beautiful, and they're coming from a huge momentum of, healing and just skipping over the problem and being in the solution and being healed and whole, like the lady that was carried into my office. And then when I meet her, she doesn't even remember having a bad back. And she just spent hours leading the hunt, riding a horse with no problem, very elated, very, in a new paradigm shift. So, anyway, let's do that. Let's not take too long because there isn't any time anyway. So do it with me if you like, and fake it until you make it if you like. So, remembering where there was a trauma, an injury, a devastation, some family situation that has impacted you for the whole of your life, maybe for lifetimes. And just go there and feel into a moment honoring with love and respect the trauma, drama, and devastation, because it's always a learning and growing and healing. We come out more purified, and with more compassion. But going to the moment before the drama, trauma, devastation, feeling into how everything was just fine there. Actually, there was no problem whatsoever. And then skipping over, staying with that feeling and the consciousness of yourselves of everything being happy and fine and healthy and things being good. And then bringing that feeling and welcoming the help of the higher powers that can do what we can't do, to kind of fast forward us to the place where everything was healed and it was over. And that where you were growing, we were growing in the love, in the certainty, in the compassion, in the light, in the health. So allowing that to happen in your consciousness and in your timeline, and welcoming the help on all levels to live that and be with that and to play with that. Because it's all divine consciousness, it's all, light and healing and you growing. And the words that always come through are, you end up carrying the gifts and not the devastation of the sto of your storyline. And so we can do with that in a moment, out of time. All healing happens out of time. In a second, the spiritual body grows in a moment, out of time. You become a bigger, better, more beautiful, more loving, more compassionate, more wise being. So feeling that, feeling the shifting, the cleaning, the gifts, and maybe too patting yourself on the back that you can do this now. Patting yourself on the back that you can go deep into meditation, that you can go deep into the experience, and that your heart is so big and so open and beautiful that it can be there with you and it can transmute all the grief, because it's what you did, because time is over, because there's a deep knowing that actually nothing ever happened. And there's a huge laughter that happens with that too. We leave the world laughing. So I'm always delighted in sessions when the laughter comes in, because I know that's the small self, that's ego shattering, the non-truth of the storyline shattering. So welcome the laughter, welcome the joy, welcome to what you really came here to do. Because as you carry the gifts, you get to do what you really came here to do, which wasn't the suffering, which wasn't the devastation, which wasn't the helping the family line to complete and clean up. Love using family constellation too in sessions if it's needed. Love using homeopathy, you know, studied loads of homeopathy, used it over the years. It sometimes comes in. Love using nutrition. And there's lots of powerful exercises and things to do with the body that help, that can be shared if needed. Anyway, calling in healing on all levels, mental, emotional, spiritual, karmic, family, welcoming it all, getting cleaned and whole, and a spiritual body growing and being in that beautiful place out of time where there's no problem, there's no small self, there's just you connected up with the eternal you, the eternal long tide of who you truly are. And bringing that to your family, bringing that to your work, bringing that to yourself, living that. Yay, well done, how beautiful. If you need more of this, you'll find me, www.divineclearing.com, on WhatsApp. I'm on my Irish phone number, 353 for Ireland, 89 4545 306, and I'm on all the, you know, social platforms. So if you need more help, connection will come easily. And let's give thanks for this connection. Pretty awesome, hey? Blessings and love, love, love. The mantra is love, 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 who we truly are, letting that grow, being what we are. Thank you for your deep, open mind and your deep, beautiful heart. Love you, love you, love you. Bye, bye, bye.